What's up? Test your LDS IQ, and you may need some assistance with this activity. In the written version of the New Era, this is a crossword puzzle that will help you review the topics in For the Strength of Youth. If you need more clues, you can always turn to the pamphlet. To start with, we have a cross. Number 4, bad language. The answer, profanity. 8, a cross. With agency comes blank. The answer, responsibility. 9, a cross. Learn blank in thy youth. Alma chapter 37, verse 35. The answer, learn wisdom in thy youth. 10, a cross. If righteous, it's a prayer unto God. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. The answer, song. 12. They influence how you think and act. The answer, friends. 13. Helping others. Service. 14. Physical intimacy is reserved for blank. Marriage. 15. Opens the windows of heaven. See Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. The answer, tithing. 16. Not until you're 16. The answer, dating. Down, one down, attitude of, the answer, gratitude. 2, it's on a Monday night. The answer, family home evening. 3, seen any good ones lately? Movies. 5, smart and healthy text. The answer, word of wisdom. 6, made possible through the atonement. The answer, repentance. 7, not bearing false witness. The answer, honesty. 10, keep it holy. Sabbath. 11, your body is a blank. The answer, temple. 12, thy blank hath made thee whole. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. The answer, faith. BYU Writing Contest 2006. It's time to prepare your entry for the Brigham Young University English Department Writing Contest for high school students, 9th through 12th grades, ages 14 through 18. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. You can submit one entry per category. Submit your entries between January 1, 2006 and January 31, 2006 to High School Writing Contest 4198 JFSB, Provo, Utah 84602-6701. You can get all the rules and application form at the contest. Website http://english.byu.edu/contests. If you have questions, call 1-801-422-4939 or email english@byu.edu. There are two little words in the English language that perhaps mean more than all others. They are thank you. President Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, New Era, January 2001, page 4. Building temples. When the Newport Beach, California temple was under construction, the youth of the Orange, California stake did a little constructing of their own at youth conference. With a conference focus on temples, the youth were given 2 hours and challenged to build models of 12 temples. 2 hours later, the floor of the cultural hall was covered with styrofoam snowflakes, but the 175 amateur builders had created masterpieces that wowed local architects. Huddling in groups of about 15 each, the youth began the project with only styrofoam, glue guns, and bits of black paper, grass, and flowers. They created amazingly detailed replicas of the Bern, Switzerland, Bountiful, Utah, Edmonton, Alberta, Houston, Texas, Laie, Hawaii, Los Angeles, California, Mount Timpanogos, Utah, Nauvoo, Illinois, Oakland, California, St. George, Utah, Salt Lake, and Washington, D.C. temples. The youth found that they built the temples and began to focus on the beauty and peace they symbolize. They became more unified and creative. We understand more now what it will mean to have our own temple here in Orange County, said one participant. End of the section, What's Up?